Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
You know, we don't have kids yet, but I don't get these parents. They just, like, their life ends when they have kids. Like, go to Bali.
I mean, this is comical to hear. What else are you going to do once you have kids? I want to hear it.
No, I mean, all my buddies, they're like, say goodbye to golfing. I'll golf every weekend.
Your kids are going to be screaming.
Oh, it's a Saturday. You're well rested.
No.
You sleep in on Saturdays.
That's not, I can't wait. You know what? Invite me over the day you want to try and go golfing once you've had a kid.
You have 3 young kids. It's not that hard.
Where is this confidence coming from? Wait, yes. Didn't you actually give a dog back because it was too much trouble for you?
No. Well, it was a bad dog, so my kids will be good.
To all our parent recties out there, shut up. It's not hard, right? I'm just kidding. I'm having multiple friends kind of have new kids, and I'm sure it's difficult, but I like, this is kind of inspired by my own stupidity, being like, I mean, it's not that hard, right?
I mean, it's a human.
Yeah. Just, you know, I don't know how to keep one alive. That'll be interesting.
But I could still golf while I have one.
Mm-hmm. They'll put you through, like, before you can drive, you have to prove you drove how many hours with your, like, mom, and you go to a whole class.
Yeah, take a test on the signs.
They just hand you the human that you made.
Dude, actually, when we were talking about shooting that video, I had a little, like, 20-second daydream. I was thinking about, like, I mean, when do you find out? And, like, pre-internet, how do you know, like...
What do you feed it?
Derek was talking about, like, yeah, we're on a nap schedule. And I was thinking about, like, is it intuitive to know my kids need a nap? Or, like, how do all parents know their kids need a nap? Is it obvious? Or, like,
Let us know in the comments. We're nervous. We're back. Correct opinions. Please like us. Like, 5 stars. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and enjoy today's episode. We got Katie was busy.
So Derek's going to talk in a high-pitched voice.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Derek, how we feeling?
We're good. Okay. I'm sorry my voice is a little lower.
Right? Yeah, that's all good. Yeah. That's a little
alpha
grading. Yeah.
Good.
I'm doing good, boys.
We're here. Like I said, go subscribe to the YouTube channel and send us your video. Send a video submission to the Instagram. We have some fun ones. I like some of the comments on the recent YouTube channel. People saying, enjoyed the pod for years, but love the recent changes with the studio and Jake and Katie. Thank you, Jordan Stoltzfus. Hope that's not your real last name.
I knew a Jennifer Stoltzfus. Jordan, you related to Jennifer?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's a name that people have? Stoltzfus.
Yeah. Florida? You got cousins in Florida?
Okay.
Send us a video and let us know.
Zach commented. I'm not sure if you actually read this comment. But guess what, Zach? I'm not. We're going to skip it. I'm kidding. No, we're only going to read it. I wanted to share the story after listening to the pod. I listen every week and love it. But this week you were talking about school punishment and brought up a thing I had to go through as a teacher myself. I'm a teacher in California. And last year, one of the punishments were that the kid couldn't. They had to identify as furries. Not making that up. One of the punishments that a student of mine, they had made his mom come to the school and sit in his class all day with him.
Wow.
That's what you're saying with getting punished in front of your mom. The kid acted great, but also showed that his mom didn't know why she was there because he acted so good all day.
Yeah.
However, he did act better because of that.
And the mom got fired from her job because she just didn't show up one day. It was actually a pretty sad story.
It was pretty sad. Zach, it would be easier next time. Just hit the kid. It'd be easier.
It goes way quicker. Mom gets to keep her job, and everyone is better behaved in the long run.
We had several Katie's commenting. I'd wear Katie merch. So maybe we'll sell shirts that just say, my name is Katie. We'll sell 20,000 of them.
Just, name's Katie. Yeah. Nice to meet you. That's all it says.
It could be funny.
It is wild. I mean, maybe we should. Comment your sizes.
Comment your sizes, Katie's.
So we can estimate demand properly.
Like someone said, Jake looks so out of touch with the Addison Rae drama, and Trey was in his element. We got more on that later this episode. And then Jake turned the tables on Trey with the math complexities.
That's a funny comment. Yeah,
hilarious. So thank you all for commenting. And then we do have one video submission here from our homie from an episode or two ago.
Great. We'll follow up.
Derek's got it here.
All right, Jake, Trey, Katie, I did my homework. You guys said I was a little confused, bamboozled. I am. This guy's got me thinking, trying to figure him all out. My wife, also named Katie, said I was confused as well. But I am. You know, I just can't figure this guy out. He's freaking me out. I think he might listen to the pod because the music he was listening to, I think it was Joel Osteen. But he's got headphones now, but they're wired headphones, not AirPods. I haven't seen a wired headphone in like 5 or 6 years now. So, but he doesn't wear the polo anymore. He's got the wife beater tank top on now.
Oh, wow.
Still got the jeans. To answer some questions, he was praying out loud, two hands on the guy's shoulder, praying out loud. The guys, we made eye contact. He was just as confused as I am, so I'm not the only one.
Didn't have his eyes closed. Yeah,
don't know about the whitey tighties. Couldn't tell you. Didn't follow him into the bathroom. So it's a one person bathroom. So it might be a little weird.
So you didn't do your homework.
But yeah, I think we can diagnose him as a shelter kid officially. So yeah, there you go. Did my homework. I hope he doesn't listen to the pod because he's probably coming for me. So.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Ryan, thanks for following up. Thanks for not switching your hat so that we knew it was the same guy.
Spelled R-H-Y-A-N.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's a super Caucasian power move. I love... R-H? If you're at the gym and you see a guy with jeans and a wife beater, if that is a person of color, that person, you don't mess with that person. That is a beast. But if that's a white guy in jeans and a wife beater...
You mess with that person.
He will share the gospel with you while you're deadlifting.
And now that we know a little bit more about the prayer, I'm wondering if it even was a prayer. He said he had his hands on his shoulders. I think this could have been some sort of homoerotic shoulder press, kind of like a, hey, bud, how we doing? You seem a little tight.
Follow me to the single bathroom. I will show you my whitey tighty.
I'll be whitey. You'll be tidy. What do you say?
Is your wife's name Katie, too? thank you for the update, Ryan. It is very much appreciated. You know, let us know. The wired headphones is this total psycho move.
Yeah. I mean, especially at a gym where like that is the most in the way wired headphones could be. You're running, you're moving, your arms are in the way, and he's going for it.
Remember, fishing the wire down through the shirt or through the hoodie back in the day?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they'll just give them out like it on planes and places. I mean,
yeah, I feel like it's not a commodity like it used to be.
Get wired phones, wired headphones you get for $30. Psycho has wires.
Wait, wired headphones?
Wireless. Wired ones for 32 probably.
I was like, hold on. You guys get it. Yeah, it is. You're right. They really do just hand them out on planes. They're free.
So thank you guys. Correct Opinions Instagram, video submissions, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And Jake and I hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. We sure did, as we did comedy for the great people of Stark County, Ohio.
We need to talk about this. It was a unique experience.
It was. So about a week ago, I headlined the Stark County Fair around Canton, Ohio, birthplace of football.
Yeah.
And birthplace of awesome comedy performances. I was the first ever comedian to headline the the fair, and she said, what is it, 176 year history.
Something so long ago that it doesn't seem possible. Like, you guys were doing fairs before we, like, you know,
wasn't just
abolished slavery?
Life was just a fair. Like, there was just kind of shacks and pigs around. I think it was just a town. We actually did a fair 24/7 for about 95 years. Yeah. Then AC was discovered.
Yeah, then the tilt-a-whirl was something we just did with everybody's uncle. He would drink a lot and kind of spin around.
It would just spun the grains, and then we just hopped on.
Yeah, so, but it was great. It was a great time. I don't know if I've ever had more fun before a show before. I loved being out there with the people because they had a nice, like, RV camper for us. Maybe a little
too nice. Yeah, too nice.
It was a little luxurious, honestly, this camper. I never been anything like it. I don't know if I've ever been in. The only camper I've ever been in is, like, I went into Bass Pro as a kid with my dad. I was like, can we walk through the campers? And he's like, yeah, get a good look at something you're never going to have. I was like, great, I'll enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And
look at you now.
And look at me now.
You hung out there for 45 minutes eating
and then went fruit back place. Out into the dirt. Yeah, I did eat a fruit tray, which is confusing because you, it's, Trey's not fruity. Yeah. He plays a character.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Alan now, was I'm there. There was a third person.
Strong. We walked around, saw some huge cows. Never been that close to a cow.
You haven't?
No. When would I have? I mean, you like went to school with cows. Or
yeah, I was going
to
say they were. When would I have been so teacher. Close?
I've been 50 yards from a cow, never 5 feet.
I didn't realize that was the closest you've been to a cow. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
We should have. Sorry.
They looked like the Chick-fil-A cows. I don't think I've ever hardly seen a dairy cow.
Yeah, they were beautiful and they were stout, and we talked to, I don't remember their names exactly, but I remember
Richard, the cows or the guys.
Well, that's what I was gonna say because the cow had a human name and the human had a cow name.
I think the cow's name was Richard, and the boys owning the cow, the Richard was like
Rex or something,
Cowan or something, Cohen. nice young men.
And yeah, we had a great conversation with them. We were just talking cow sales. I was like, what are we looking to get for them today? He's like, we'd really be happy with $2 a pound. I was like, you're going to have to help me out because yeah. I don't know.
I'm like, so are we hoping for like $1,000 or like $28,000?
Yeah.
Because I would believe anywhere from 500 to 14,000 pounds.
Yeah.
I was close to buying one. They're like, you want it? $2 a pound is kind of a going price. It weighs 60,000 pounds. I'd be like, okay. I believe it. That's very big.
Yeah, we were joking with them. We were like, we might get one. What kind of shipping? Do you guys do 2-day shipping? Mm-hmm. How can you get it to Kansas?
Surely you're keeping up with, you know, the current supply chain. What's it look like for cows? They had a pig competition where young 8-year-old gals were.
That was wild.
Were walking pigs by slapping them in the face, just kind of in circles.
Trey was very. He was disappointed very early on. She was like, I'll take you guys by the pig show. And Trey's like, ooh, is that where they squeal at him? She's like, no.
Oh, dude, I was praying. You ever seen a... Oh, I might have to pull
we
this
showed
up.
It here once.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we showed it way back. You almost showed it again. The pig calling competitions. I did ask her maybe 3 times.
She was on
the fair board. She's like, these are the pigs. I'm like, is there a pig calling competition? She's like, I don't think so. I was like, is there? Can you imagine? Just be doing up there. Up there doing jokes in the distance, you just hear. I would have entered the competition.
I mean, that would have been amazing. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're up there kind of like, I was in an Uber the other day, and well, you know, I'm talking to the guy, and he looks at me and he asks
Big
me, he goes,
Mama Bertha, he said, give it up for.
He asked me, he said, where are you headed? And I was like, that's not crazy far off from what it was right. like. Because
there were like distant kids' screams on a roller coaster and actual live animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was easily my favorite show we've done where I could smell manure while performing.
Mm.
Easily number one.
Easily number one. It was like the stage and then a horse track.
An entire
and track. Then the bleachers. So it's like, you know, picture like a you know, a NASCAR track or a horse track where, like, we're in the center and it's like a 50-yard track and then the audience.
I mean, it was distant.
It was.
Between us and the fans, it was different. And it was dark, too. I kind of started performing during sunset, which is kind of nice. And then you were up there in darkness.
Oh, yeah. It was just darkness, 3 lights. That's all I... There were a few fans standing in the horse manure up front.
They were about
showing love.
18 people just at our feet, which if they didn't like the joke, then it was just silence.
Yeah, thank God they were having smiles on their face. I was like, I don't know. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was interesting. We didn't... Someone picked us up from the hotel, and it wasn't an Uber. This was like a person who works for the fair, and so it was kind of fun. So it picked us up. And so we were quickly like, what do we need to know about Canton, Ohio, Stark County? Like, maybe we can use it tonight. And we got more than we bargained for.
Yeah, I don't... She like kind of helped, but she was a sweet lady. Jill, if you're listening, thanks for the hospitality. I don't think she grasped, like, we just need some like kind of funny top level stuff as comedians to maybe poke fun at. She's like, so we just drafted a local fire chief, and he, before that, he was doing this and this. He actually got a DUI. So that's been kind of some contention. And I was like, well, I don't know if I'm going to like open with this. I'm looking for like, you know,
this stereotype is hillbilly. This area is nice.
Yeah, I was like, is it a conservative area? Thinking probably, I mean, there's cows and we're, I don't know where we are. And she's like, actually, you know, in the last county commissioner race, it was about 58%. I was like, okay. It's just general. I feel like you kind of know.
Yeah, even the fire chief, fun fact, came with a disclaimer. Because she told us some stuff. She's like, ooh, here's something. Now, if you say this on stage, I'm going to deny that you heard it from me. The fire chief has a DUI on his record. We were like, whoa, dibs, Trey, dibs, dibs, no. Dibs. I want to use it. I want to say it on stage.
I know. I was like, does this, and I think the follow-up was like, is this common knowledge or do you, is this something you just kind of know?
Dug up kind of.
She just tells us, she's like horrible, like low-key things only board fair board members know, and we just are spilling tea on the stage. People are like, oh, what? He did what? I voted for him. Yeah, how about the mayor, huh? Sleeping with the secretary. That was in the paper, I heard.
You
what?
Guys knew
no.
That? You guys know, probably.
Never heard this before in our lives. I just bought a cow from the man.
He charged me $2.50 a pound. Jeez. It was funny as she was driving us around. It wasn't tea that she was spilling necessarily, but it was just like fun facts. She was like, oh, there's Ernie. He's been on the fair board for a while. And then under her breath, she goes, he always votes no.
Yeah, like, he did not want you to perform tonight.
Seriously, that's
see like... Ernie. She did tell me, too, low-key, there was, like, another performer the night before. She's like, you sold more tickets than him.
Oh, did like, she tell you that?
I mean, I guess that, thank you, but I don't, I've never heard, you know, it's like you never go to a show and they're like, well, here's the list of ticket sales of the last few performers. You know, you weren't the first place, but you did beat that other guy. I don't think I needed to know.
I think the show is going to be the same regardless. Yeah, I love the he votes no anecdote we got. Mm-hmm. That was a fun fact. But yeah, it was fun just being driven around the fair, which I think she drove us around because I was like, hey, how do I get to the fair? That was my first question. Like, I want to get in there. I want to mingle. And she was like, ooh, I could like take you guys in. That way you're not getting like bombarded with fans. And I'll tell you, driving a golf cart through a fair is way more attention-seeking than just walking around fair. So, I mean, everybody just, which was fine. I don't think I wasn't worried about like, hey, what's a secret way to get into the fair? So I'm not, you know, annoyed by fans. I was like, no, I'll just go talk to him.
Mm-hmm. But it was fun. Yeah, I love, she's like, there's this one kid, if you don't mind, he was like dying. He's like, let me meet him. And she drives by and goes, hey, here he is. And the guy just goes, he's like, wow. And she's like, you... She's like, it was you, right? You said you wanted to meet him. And he was like, I don't think that was me. As I'm sitting in the golf cart, like, yeah.
That was
it's me.
Hard was like, to watch.
Okay. That reminded me, I went to a coffee shop this weekend in Arkansas, Onyx. The people know.
Oh, it's beautiful. The one in Rogers is really awesome.
I wanted to date there once years ago. And I, you know, I was Vine famous or whatever I was, and I'm seeing a couple of girls look over at me and this gal kind of doing the like pointing and giggling, and we were both kind of like, what's going on over there? And I was like, I don't know, they might be recognizing me or something. Mm-hmm. And she gets up to like go to the bathroom or something and walks by them, and they stop her and they're talking to her. So I'm sitting there like, oh, man.
Here it comes.
And she comes back down and sits down. I'm like, what'd they say? She's like, oh, they just said they loved my hair. They thought I had really pretty hair. That's what they were pointing at. I was like, yeah, I don't know. That's what I thought too.
I am unfortunately a victim to pride as well. I've thought that's happening so many
times.
Oh
my God.
Because there is kind of, you kind of notice what the buildup usually looks like. And
Or it's happened once or twice where people are like, do you mind taking a photo? And I'll be like, that's no problem at all. And they're like, here's the phone. I'm like, oh, they don't know. They don't know who I am at all. They just want me to take their photo. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I don't remember the story. Something happened to me recently and, you know, I was like at a Chick-fil-A or something. And I was like, you look familiar. You know, of course, I'm not going to say like, well, I have a couple podcasts and a few YouTube channels I contribute to, you know.
I also opened on the Are You For Real tour. we went to 68 cities.
And anyway, we get talking and it turns out I just come to that Chick-fil-A too often. She doesn't watch a lot of YouTube.
Here. Yeah. Maybe go 8 pieces instead of 12. You're here
like,
a lot.
You're the guy with the wired headphones, kind of freaking all of us out, right? I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I got it from a Delta flight.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Speaking of appearances, Jason Momoa, he took to Instagram to, he wants to raise awareness. He's sick and tired of the single use plastic.
Like a fork? Like a plastic fork?
Like probably Chick-fil-A containers.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And, you know, water bottles. And you're saying, hey, get yourself a nice Nalgene and just fill it with water. We don't need to be throwing this plastic. You get it, right? We need to lessen the plastic. So to raise awareness, he took to Instagram. Jason Momoa. His Instagram is called Pride of Gypsies, which is already really irritating.
Oh, weird. That's his username?
Yep.
Huh. Congrats, son.
Hand me those braids.
So
shaving off the hair. Doing it for Oh man. I've never even felt the wind right there. Do it for single use plastics. I'm tired of these plastic bottles. We gotta stop. Plastic forks, all that just goes into our land, goes into our ocean. I'm here in Hawaii right now and just seeing things in our ocean. It's just so sad. So please, anything you can do to eliminate single-use plastics in your life, help me. Help me. Plastic bottles are ridiculous. Bring your canteen or now everyone's making the aluminum, which is fantastic.
All right, so shaving the hair. For single-use plastics.
Yeah, that was interesting. He said to do our part. Do I have to shave my hair now?
Yes. Have you used a plastic bottle recently?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Crap, dude. A lot of people like my hair.
You
I like
nice
my hair.
Hair, yeah. For especially, a lot of guys have it receding. Yours is, I think it's increasing somehow.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's all, petting.
You must have a lot of plastic bottles.
It is a lot. I mean, I've been trying to drink more water.
So I use this fancy mug, and so my hair is naturally falling out because I'm for single plastic.
That's a bummer. I mean, hair is one of the only assets I really have.
Well, it's a great. Obviously, we you protect our planet, we get less plastic, but it's fun. I don't understand the. Can you just kind of? It's like I'm going to run a marathon for the ozone,
Parkinson's.
I think that'll help.
Like, is he donating that hair to an auction
to be
where
made
it'll
in,
be sold or made into a
canteen of his hair? Is that?
That's what I was going to say. Huh. Yeah. Also, he seemed very pro-aluminum. I don't know anything about, like, the green initiative, but aluminum doesn't seem great. Or is it just like you buy an aluminum can and you reuse the aluminum over and over again?
Yeah, you reuse them. I guess it's easier to recycle.
Okay, cool. I mean, aluminum is probably great. It just
I don't know.
In my head, aluminum seems like a bad thing.
Maybe Derek knows something we don't. Like, recycling plastic and recycling aluminum, is there a difference?
I'm not a recycling expert, but if I would say, I'd say aluminum is probably one of the easier ones to recycle. The fact that you can just crush those cans.
Yeah.
You knew Derek would know. You guys talk about this without me beforehand. You were hoping I'd say something dumb about aluminum.
But I guess he's, you know, he's like all the plastics in the oceans. Is plastic, does it just get in the ocean easier than aluminum? Or does aluminum just like sink better so it's fine?
You don't see it.
Yeah. The problem with plastic, we need to make it heavier so it'll sink to the ocean.
The bottom dwellers have to deal with the aluminum, but we don't really, that's not even explored. We don't 95% know what goes on.
We don't know what's going on there.
What's happening down
there? They're just all dying in an aluminum can.
They're stuck in these aluminum, yeah.
And Jason Momoa's hair.
I think I've talked about it before on the podcast. I'm sure I have. I met the guy who discovered the like floating pile of trash in the Pacific Ocean. I've met that guy. And I was asking him.
Does he have long hair?
He does not.
Short, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. This is all starting to connect. And so I asked him, I was like, so what's like your big thing? Like, what do you think? And he was like, I know everyone says reduce, reuse, recycle. Recycling does next to nothing. He said the main thing that would help is reduce. So Momoa's onto something, according to the old sea captain. So reducing is the best thing we can do.
Good.
Momoa's, or heavier plastic.
Sinkable
plastic.
That's what he said too. Sinkable plastic.
If you're going to throw a water bottle, make sure it's full.
Exactly. That's the biggest
thing. You give
thing.
Back to the ocean. One. Two, it's going to sink into
just
the bottom.
Cap on really good. Yeah. So no critters get in there. And it'll just lay at the bottom.
And that's
the Mariana Trench.
It's a trench.
The megalodon's down there with a bunch of metal cans.
Back in your dinosaur stage?
So Momoa's doing his part.
What'd you call him?
Momoa.
You said Mimosa just
Mimosa.
Now.
Mimosa. Jason Mimosa.
He's doing his part.
Doing his part. I love the celebs helping the climate. DiCaprio. Ooh! DiCaprio's been in the news.
That's right. A lot of memes.
Oh, could you find that graphic, Derek? It's brilliant. So if you haven't, Leonardo DiCaprio has managed to never date a girl who's older than 25 years old. He's had like 11 girlfriends. And his streak stays alive because he's dating a 25-year-old who I guess was eyeing 26, and he dumped her. Oh, yeah. This is brilliant. Look at this. So.
Oh, no way. I haven't seen an
how
actual
brilliant
chart
is this?
Like this.
So from the ages of 24 to 29,
no way.
He dated Gisele Bündchen.
Is that Tom Brady's lady?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So she was at 23. He was 29. They called it quits. And at 30, he met Bar Raffaelli, who was 20.
Bar.
Dated her for a handful of years. She got to 24. He's out. Okay. Or she got to 25. Bye. Done. So now he's 36. He links up with a 23-year-old Blake Lively, then a 22-year-old.
Oh, fun.
Other blonde gal. Several of these girls. So yeah, several girlfriends.
This is a great chart. And also it looks like he's a serial killer. And it's like, look at his type.
Right.
His MO. I've been watching some Criminal Minds lately, and I recognize this. He likes blonde women in their 20s.
Yeah. And then he's up to 41. He grabs a 24-year-old girlfriend. She's 25. He's out of there. And the most recent one, he started dating her when he was 43 and she was 20. And 5 years later, he's moved on. So, I mean, now the data, I think there's enough plot points to establish a trend. And so does he have the guts to do it again? Like in a year or two, it's gonna be like, here's my girlfriend who's 21. We'll be like, Leo, just date a 35-year-old woman for 6 months.
Just see.
Maybe you could relate to her a little
just
more.
Just see if it's fun to like cook a meal together rather than door dashing everything. What if you tried that, you know?
Yeah. I love that. Maybe that's his like concern. He's like, our earth only has a few years left. But that's kind of the urgency of his dating he lives with. He's like, he's like, the earth has a 7-year window, and so do I. 18 to 25. And it's difficult. I can relate to the climate in that way.
Honestly, I'm starting to get a little nervous because Rachel, tall, blonde, attractive, 25.
Oh, she's still.
She's barely within his cusp.
Right. She's still a target.
Yeah.
I'd hate to call her that, but.
I got to keep her away from Los Angeles and any upcoming movie he's got to be in.
Privatize the Instagram. So yeah, a few months you'll be in the clear.
Yeah, yeah, so we're almost there. Good. But which I mean, DiCaprio, we like DiCaprio. He's a friend of the pod. I mean, he was basically on an episode with us. We had an up close view of how he takes in suburban life through the fence.
Yes, through your weird friend trespassing on his rental property. But that's amazing graphics. So we're going to follow it closely here on Correct Opinions, his next mate of choice. Very intrigued. So any budding blonde star in Hollywood, who were we talking about recently? Sydney Sweeney. He'll be dating her in a year.
Honestly, what we need to do, we need to treat
19, I don't know.
We need to treat DiCaprio like he is some sort of crime boss or something. We have to infiltrate from within. So if you out there are a woman in your 20s, try to get in. Try to get in the system and let us know what it's like.
Try.
Infiltrate from within. We'll yank you out.
If you're blonde, grow your hair out. I know it goes against what Momoa just taught us. But let us know.
Yeah.
We'll happily interview any blonde woman who infiltrates his life. We'll have you on the pod. Fly you out here.
Even
put you up.
A first date.
I tried to set Jake up.
Oh, that's
with
right.
Leonardo?
Oh. And she was under 25.
I forgot about that.
Did they was she on the graph or this was an under wrap?
Under wrap.
So there's a whole sub.
I have one that I could add to it that no one knows about.
Oh, yeah. Here on Correct Opinions. So he has a whole probably sub graph of who knows how many more. Is she blonde?
Yes.
22,
yeah,
I guess.
Probably.
She's at the time?
22, yeah.
I forgot about that.
So there you go.
For
you got
a while.
A shot.
Yeah, Derek tried to set me up with a girl who'd recently dated Leonardo DiCaprio, and then it tried to set me up with another very attractive girl. And then I screamed at the barista, no tip?
No
and
tip?
And then after that, Derek was like, maybe I should stop setting up with people.
Leo definitely tips more than Jake.
But Derek tried his best. That was my fault. It's my bad.
Man.
Just needed Iowa.
Yeah. DiCaprio's going to be so confused when he has 17 blonde Katies DMing him here shortly. We sent them, Leo, and they come in peace. A lot of celebrity sightings. I didn't fully know what this was. You brought this up. The Harry Styles, Chris Pine.
I think it just happened last night. And so it's a new thing. I don't even fully understand some Venice film festival, something that people like us are never going to go to. I don't even understand what they do there.
If we play our cards out with Leo.
If we keep shaving our head, maybe.
He appears to spit on him. Let's watch. Oh.
All right. What do you think?
So were they in a movie together? Are they buddies?
So I think they're in a movie that is coming out. So I think the movie maybe just premiered. They were at some premiere for it. I think they're both male stars in the movie. So you'd like to think they're buds.
So yeah, clearly, Harry Styles, as he's sitting down,
makes
a motion. Chris Pine looks in his lap and does kind of what appears to be a "why in the heck did you just spit on my lap" gesture. That's weird. Yeah, was Harry Styles just receiving an award of some sort or something? Was it some funny take that?
I don't know where he was coming from. I would love to know if there was a second shooter, videography wise, to know if where he came from at maybe a different angle.
I saw a different angle. I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
Yeah, that whole.
I mean, it's Harry Styles. We got to have 30 cameras on this guy, right? Yeah. There's got to be other options.
The Venice Film Festival thing sounds cool, but did the most famous people in the movie business just sit there and watch 14 hours of movies all day for several days?
Yeah.
Because they'll be the premiere of this got an ovation, the premiere of this. Okay, another angle.
I mean, that looks like spit. You can't.
It definitely looks like it.
You can't see spit, but the lips and the neck.
I was looking for a piece of gum, maybe, but I didn't see that. Just a little. Pfft. Yeah, I don't know. Harry, he's wearing dresses and spitting on people. He's keeping people guessing, though.
He really acts and lives like a man who you might find under a bridge. You know? And it's are these clothes yours?
Whatever he can get his hands on.
Are you spitting on someone? You should be, enjoying their company.
Yeah, this is your buddy. You've been with him for months. Don't spit on him.
Oh, Don't wear that floral dress. You're at a red carpet event.
Mm-hmm.
That's not yours.
It was. I don't know. I did see at that event, who's back in a big way is Brendan Fraser.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
George of the Jungle. Remember that? Yeah. Oh, I love that movie. It was one of the few I was allowed to watch.
Yeah, that one was good.
And I don't know why he disappeared for a long time. This is his return. And he went from George of the Jungle to this new movie. He plays a 600-pound gay man.
600 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Buy him for $1,200.
Well, apparently it's a pretty good performance, so I'm looking for more $250 a pound.
What is the movie? I'm not too familiar.
I guess it's just some kind of drama about a man who has a weight problem and he's trying to connect with his daughter, but he
can't see her.
He went to Chick-fil-A every week. And that's how he got so big.
People are starting to recognize him at the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. So a far cry from his hot George of the Jungle days, but I guess it got a great reaction, so I'm excited to see it.
Oh, that was also at the Venice Film Festival. I just looked it up. Wait, the movie's called The Whale? Is it because he's so big? They just call him The Whale.
That's, you know what, Jake?
Brendan Fraser in
I'm just
Fatso.
Not thinking about it, and I think that's why. Yeah. Oh, beast.
Jeez.
Speaking of obese, holy cow, dude. First of all, football is back. All the Katies and similar Katie names. Like, oh, we always get comments. I'm a girl and I like football. I know some girls like football. A lot of you don't. But I sure do. Holy cow, I watched it. And a thing you get with watching football is you get commercials. When else am I seeing commercials? I'm watching like YouTube ads maybe.
Yeah.
And I saw something that truly blew my mind. And this might have been what Brendan Fraser ate to gain 600 pounds. Papa John's announces new pizza bowls with a bunch of, it's just a bowl of bunch of toppings with no crust called Papa Bowls. Thank you. What's your reaction to those, Derek?
Papa Bowls.
No. Are you down? You
I
want
like
this?
The name.
Do you want it though?
No, there's too much green in there a little bit.
So. Oh, because no, it's just a bowl. It's a bowl of cheese and pepperonis.
And just awesome. Red sauce.
And sauce, dude. Even the commercial, I was like, and I took immediately to Twitter, and there's Twitter tweets just like, this has got to be a joke, right? Papa Bowls?
I hadn't seen that. That is
because if there's one thing about pizza we can all agree on, it's like, ew, this bread's the worst part.
Get the crust out of here. Can I get a meat lovers and a supreme, and can I do light crust? You know, no one ever orders.
I love burrito bowl makes sense. I really want to, but. Dude, that just a hot caked bowl of Papa's ingredients.
The way that I looked at it just now, it seemed like a very microwavable thing where it's like you can order a Papa bowl and they'll say, yeah, we'll have it ready 35 seconds. And you're like, dang, that's not good.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's the worst thing Papa's ever done because that wouldn't be accurate, but it's up there.
Papa
I think
bowls.
This one's egregious. They also, was it them who has the football pizza where it's like, we got to.
I think
shapes
the heart shape for Valentine's Day.
I got the heart shape.
Heart shapes, that's pretty cute. You know, it's like a slight, you know, you can tell. But the football, they made this football and like there's laces that are like garlic knots or something. And it just kind of looks grotesque.
If there's crust on it, I would still eat it.
I need my pizza to look like a football. So Papa Bowls, would love to everyone's thoughts on that. Yeah, look at this.
Oh, wow. That actually doesn't look that great. I'm looking at the football pizza now.
You Google it. It's like, what's in the middle there? We could order it now. Yeah. Okay, might have to have it live on the pod next week. Papa Bowls. When are we going to vent to the fast food? I got some just French fries are down bad right now. Because you ever get them delivered? They just let them steam in that box. They're mushy. We got to solve this. We got to solve this somehow.
Some sort of like proprietary French fry like delivery container or something.
Big business.
Or you just cook them on the way. Just air fry them on the way to the house. Just make a new batch. Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you do it. Problem solved.
So I'm excited to see what other gimmicks come out. The Papa Bowls. I also got Taco Bell. After the fair, I got Taco Bell. I've been being a healthy boy. And I was like, you know what? Long travel day. We crushed it at the fair. I heard a cow laugh. I swear. It's like, I'm getting Taco Bell. And I unknowingly they're doing this new burrito, but they like wrap cheese on the outside of it.
Ooh, fun.
So you pick it up and it's like this goopy mess and you gotta eat it. And like, this is too much cheese. And it, sad to say, it grossed me out.
Yeah, that seems like something, the cheese is never gonna be the right temperature. Cause it's like, you want it warm, you're eating it, but it's like, if it's warm, it's just melting in my hand. My hand's gonna be gross.
I want
it to be cold.
I guess it works. I love these fast food places. Like, all right, you know how we usually do the burrito contents inside the burrito? What if we just smother it on the outside? We sell it?
Sold, yes.
We just do
$2
pizza,
a pound.
But we do pizza without the bread. Yeah. Next, they'll be like, enjoy our new sauceless, cheesy pizza. And people are like, isn't that just breadsticks? Like, no.
You're not hearing me.
You're not hearing me.
It's sauceless pizza.
See, that's a nice presentation. But look here, Jake. You see the weird burnt layer of cheese
that's
on
what
the
I'm
outside?
Saying. Your hand's going to be gross.
I got cheese in the inside. I don't need doubled up on the cheese. That's what some of these places, their go-to is like, let's just stuff cheese in places you never even thought of. The mm-hmm. crust on top of the crust.
Brendan Fraser's rolls.
We're going to sprinkle pizza on the box.
On the box.
Yeah. It's just hard to open.
There's just loose shredded cheese in the bag it comes in. Hey, we went ahead and just threw some American cheese in there.
Like, is there cheese in my Coke? I don't know if this combo works.
Boba tea.
Try our new cheesy diet Coke.
That is great.
Cheese.
They're just mixing and matching ingredients. You know, they're taking some out. I mean, yeah, they are going to do like... It's pizza, but just crust. And people are like, you know what? I do love bread. Mm-hmm. I'll get it. I mean, that's going to work someday. Yeah. Some company is going to do just bread.
I mean, we are all idiots to fall for the breadstick. So like, it's just the bread with a side of sauce with a sprinkle of cheese on top.
You're like, oh, this isn't like pizza at all.
I ate that meal. I ate that pizza. They did a meal. It's like the breadsticks, pizza, cinnamon sticks combo. I ate that meal several times before one day I just stepped back and went, these are three pizzas. I don't know how I fell for this.
Long and thin pizza, circle pizza, dessert pizza. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. I've frequented, did I talk about it on this podcast, the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet that I went to? Did I tell you about this?
No, oui, oui. That's French?
Almost.
Bonjour. Ciao.
Rachel and I were in the mood for some Italian. I googled Italian. Nice.
Don't want to use that.
I googled Italian restaurant. I stroll up to a place and walk in. And I described it to Rachel as it felt like I was at a Six Flags of carbohydrates. It was an amusement park vibe. And it was just as far as the eye could see. It's in Overland Park. It's here.
What's it called?
Cinzetti's. There's only like two of them in the world, Kansas City and like Denver. And it's just
Paris.
It's just Italian themed buffet. So it's just carbs everywhere you look. And so I went, probably like a month ago for the first time. And it was just like, I was honestly just giggling the whole time. I mean, it was just so funny what I was saying. I saw a guy there in a suit celebrating his like 40th wedding anniversary. And I saw a guy in overalls take about 9 trips to the buffet counter. You know, any type of human.
Probably saw a few whales there.
Totally. I think I even said, like, this is what the founding fathers wanted America to be. Like, this is the most melting pot area I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, beautiful.
And so then the very next week was my birthday. And some of my friends were like, hey, we heard you talk about Cinzetti's. Can we treat you to it for your birthday? I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then...
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Missed that by about 9 days.
And then a few days ago, Rachel's parents were in town. And Rachel's dad was like, I got to go to this Cinzetti's place. And so now I have been doing all-you-can-eat Italian buffet 3 out of the past 4 weekends. And I'm good on pasta for a while.
Don't I recognize you for somewhere? Jean Shorts Comedy? No. You cleared us out on Alfredo 3 times. Okay. So I have to try.
It's amazing. If you're like hungry or have a couple marathons to run.
You see everyone there except Italians.
Truly, yeah. It is just a lot of Stark County Fair members would probably enjoy it.
This is great. It looks like you're in the lobby of a Hampton Inn.
Really? Beautiful. That was not the vibe I got. I got like, yeah, just amusement park. And it was crazy hectic. I mean, like, it's like shoulder to shoulder. I mean, they have everything. You can get a beet salad there. You can get spaghetti. Actually, my first time going there, I had so many options. I had to put my mashed potatoes on top of the spaghetti because I ran out of room.
Mashed potatoes.
They have Kansas City barbecue there. They have a crepe station there. They have apple cobbler there. They have several different types of breadsticks. They got chocolate cake.
All you can eat.
All you can eat. $20. Go nuts.
All right.
It's awesome.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
We have different restaurants we go to on our birthdays.
I don't care that much.
That's amazing. What an experience.
One last food thing that I just thought of this, thanks to Papa Bowls reminding me. I had an invention idea probably back in 2015. Let me know what you think. You know, what is it? Panera, they do like the bread bowl thing. Like, you know, the soup or whatever is like inside of like this bread. I wanted to open up a food truck called, not the donut hole, the donut bowl, where you make just a big old glazed donut. You fill the bottom up, you give it kind of a floor, inside of it, cereal. This is like a college town, late night, like drunk people food. So you got Frosted Flakes. You're eating out of a donut. You get done with your flakes, eat the donut, baby. How good would that be? The donut bowl.
We might need to test this out. We're going to have to see, you know, what kind of donut can hold up the contents of a cereal bowl.
We would have to do some science. We need to have some sort of, you know, floor.
This could be good. Yeah, the donut bowl.
Yeah. You eat cereal and then, just eat the donut afterwards.
I think, you know what a good step one is? I think we open up a stand at the Stark County Fair next year.
They love us.
Yeah. We have an in there, the donut bowl. I think it'd be a nice tester. Then maybe it's like a Zinzetti's side option.
Next to the crepe station, the donut bowl
test
station.
With those people. Yeah, fairs and all you eat buffets and drunk college kids.
You're right.
The testing, big three.
Yeah. If you want to start a food trunk. Now there's an idea. It's like trunk club. Whoa. Hey, every month we'll send you food in a big old trunk.
Yeah.
And you just eat it.
Make food out of your trunk. Does that sound good?
Yeah, you test it out at a county fair. That's a genius idea. If they'll eat it.
Okay.
The college kids will.
Send us your donut recipes. We're going to do it.
Culinary experts, let us know if that's possible. Know. Like, is it possible to, you know, get a donut?
Did you get any gravy at the fair? Or the buffet, I'm sorry? That's basically a fair.
No, I did not. Just raw
garlic. No gravy there. Was there gravy there?
Probably. I think there was gravy there.
Young gravy? Young gravy. Mr. Gravy.
I wondered why you're just asking about gravy all of a sudden.
That was a great segue. I've been following along intently with the drama Addison Rae's mom and the rapper Young Gravy. If you missed last week's episode, the whole thing, Addison Rae's parents, they're split. Now the mom's dating a rapper. The dad is out of his mind. He wants to fight the rapper. And I've got more updates where we're learning that Addison's father, I guess, does have a family before Sherry Nicole and Addison and company. So he's posting about finally seeing them and how Sherry Nicole kept him away from them. She's like, that's not true. Addison Rae's team spokesperson said Addison would like nothing to do with her parents anymore. She'd like to distance herself.
That's probably good.
She unfollowed her parents.
Oh. I mean, that's just a little like,
that's the day and age. She's like, well, she unfollowed them. That's like how people will divorce in the future. Like, now that everything is finalized, the financials, you may now unfollow them to make it official.
I mean, everyone loves joking about like, yeah, remember back in like seventh grade when you would like have your friend tell your friend we're broken up now? It's like, gosh, we were so immature. And now it's like, this guy wants a contract negotiation. Oh, he has unfollowed the Arizona Cardinals on Twitter. It's like, this is so childish.
You ever been dumped like that? You ever been low-key dumped where a girl just will like archive a photo of you together and you're like, I don't think this is a good sign. Dude, that happened to me. It was like, I don't think this is going well. This probably will end soon. And then I just looked one day. It's like, yeah, the photo of us is gone. So that probably, I wish you should just reverse the order of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Also, what's the rule on that? If you break up with someone, do you let those photos live forever? Do you give it 3 months, 6 months, a year before you finally like, let's get rid of some of these photos?
I think, well, one, you and I feel like we do social media the same way, and they're like, we wouldn't put anything up there that someday could be something
sure.
I mean, you probably is. I think if you're married and still have ex like
right?
girlfriends or boyfriends on your Instagram, I think that's a weird look.
I think married.
I think.
Yeah, but it's like, what am I supposed to scroll back 4 years? Who cares? But it is kind of weird if you.
Are you on anyone else's Instagram right now?
No. Like I said, she deleted them before she even broke up with me. So
thanks. I already told you she deleted them before she called me.
Think they need another chance. But it was before even Instagram was popping. No, I'm not.
Because I think I am. You know, I haven't checked in a while, but it's like, am I just going to permanently be on like some like married woman's Instagram for the rest of time? Honored.
Honored.
Good to know she's still proud, you know? Didn't want to bury it. Honestly, as my stock rises, I mean, her Instagram stock probably rises too.
Okay.
She wants me to get a Netflix special. She's going to leave that up.
I'll repost it to my story.
Just your story, some random girls. Just
show it some love. So,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, anyway, back to
the
gravy train.
All this drama. He's now Addison Rae's distancing herself, and the newest big update is he dropped a diss track. On Young Gravy.
What is the Papa Bowl's name?
Monty.
Monty.
The newest update is Monty dropped a diss track and now has an OnlyFans.
So what a combo. Why are we monetizing this way?
I mean, he is more off the rails than... It happened quickly, too. I mean, he went from like, I'm kind of her cute Instagram dad. Within 3 months, he's like, I date young models. I hate my family. I'm shirtless. I have an OnlyFans, and I'm a rapper. It's the classic cry for help social media influencer step by step process.
Yeah,
bad breakup. Get shirt comes off. Spreading rumors. Become rapper.
Spreading legs.
Charging for said legs. Oh, so he dropped a track called Leftovers. Selling merch that says GILF on it.
What does that stand for?
I guess because he's maybe grandpa. I think he's technically a grandpa.
Oh, I thought he misspelled golf. I thought he was a golf guy.
That could be it.
Whenever we make golf merch, hey, we got to make sure we spell it right. Because I was planning on just having a shirt that said golf on it. I think that's great golf merch, so... We need to talk and we need a spell check. Yeah, but
write that down, Derek. So this is left notes. Leftovers. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Yeah, I like jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. I done made your girl's ass go. Jiggle, jiggle. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. What do you think? Yeah, it's got a nice little beat to it. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Cut your damn hair, you be
looking like a housewife. Say that you a rapper, you a singer that cannot fight. Oh, that's starting to get pretty bad. That is... You want to say that you are this type of guy. You are not that.
You see, this is going to be an interesting one to follow because we've seen insane young kids do this. But has there ever been a person of his age and stature do the I'm now a rapper?
I mean, it's one thing when you see two twins called the Island Boys trying their best to rap. And you're like, this is kind of funny. They're clearly a little.
Yeah, someone help them.
Something's not right. And this is like, dude, you have grandchildren. You know, like, just
let's listen to grandpa's new song. I make your girl's booty jiggle, 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 jiggle.
You know what I heard in there? I heard a little sampling of the My Money Don't Jiggle, Jiggle. You know, he's definitely just trying to like make a TikTok sound again.
Oh, that could be smart. There was like a bunch of people post. He's on a DM bonanza. Girls are just posting like Monty DM'd me. And he said, and one of them told him, he said, I'll be in LA soon, and you're number one on my to-do list.
Like golfing again?
Yeah, this was a country club.
When does he golf? Is that later in the song? You're number one on my to-do list. He was DMing.
Know if that worked.
The DM is from Torrey Pines.
I don't know if he's got a Leo thing going on.
Yeah.
Katie's beware.
On one end, it's like, this is sad. These people are... Clearly, they get wrapped up in this world. They're starved for attention. If their wife goes off with a young rapper, they're going to do anything to get attention. And this, on the other side, it's like, it is working. We are talking about a guy I'd never heard of.
He's really getting a lot of views. I mean, I was Josh Safdie's muse when he wrote
Uncut Jazz. Trey got a new toy.
Yeah, that seemed like a good time to do it.
Show him. For me, I really like cones. Show him again.
Okay, no, not that. So,
if you guys haven't noticed, we did say Katie's not here today. Sorry, did we acknowledge that? Katie's not here. She is at a 80 Pie recruitment lunch, and
yeah, the pod's really been good for her. She's an advisor to 80 Pie. They're flying around, just
You better make check her location. Make sure she's not in. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, thank God she's old. She'd be gone in a day. She's right up his alley. She likes recycling and.
Yeah, she does.
Movies.
I've noticed in the new place we're in now, we got a little recycling bin. Although it's about the size of a 2 liter, so it does fill up quick. But good for you guys recycling.
Yeah, she'll even keep glass and take it to some other place because for whatever reason the city doesn't recycle glass. Help us out here.
They've just decided like actually we're good on that.
Nah, we don't want to deal with that.
The plastics is enough.
What's he gonna do next for the glass? Shave his back. Smooth as glass, which we need to recycle. Glass sinks. I think that's what's great about it. That's why that's not they're not worried about it. Like, just throw it in the river. It sinks. The plastic, though.
That's what the city doesn't want to just throw it in. You guys throw it in the river.
Okay. What do you got to show us here, Jake?
So this... I saw this about 5 minutes before we started recording. I was on Twitter, and some guy was like, I just... randomly found this. I think it's an 80s or 90s commercial for a hotline. So let's just all watch it together. You know, like the hotlines now are usually like...
I miss hotlines.
I know. Yeah. Like you used to have some and like... there's local singles who want to chat with you tonight. For $20 a minute, you can talk to Irene, you know, who's definitely not a dude. Not a dude. She's a hot woman. And I don't know what hotlines are now. And maybe it's more of like... boomer scams, you know, or like actually what are those commercials that like Joe Namath is on, you know, some like weird old town
Cialis.
yeah, if you can, if it lasts longer than 4 hours, we'll talk to you for five.
let's see this, man.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself.
1-900-CRY.
$2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
Ask your parents before you call. Can I please call the cry hotline?
I love that it was a, like, we didn't get it clipped. Like, that's a 30-second spot. That's the full commercial. And it doesn't explain, like, do you call this if you need to cry? Or is this, like, because the only copy we had, what did it say? Like, humans cry for a variety of reasons.
So if you're... 1-900-CRY.
Yeah, well, do they, like, tell you a sad story? First. And then, like, see if you cry to this. Like, if you're in the mood to cry, you call them.
Oh,
yeah. I'm actually
maybe that's part of the mystery. It's a beautiful thing. Or are you feeling good about yourself? Maybe you're like, you need a boost. Like, I want to hear someone cry to know, be like, okay, at least I got it better than them.
His mom unfollowed him this morning. Yeah. That's awful.
Your dad's doing what? No wonder you're crying.
And the track was called Leftovers. Ooh, that does sound, I mean, that's your mother he's talking about. Jeez. I can see why you're crying.
I never liked leftovers.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it looks like, a leftover. You ever had a Papa bowl? It looks like it just comes out as a leftover.
Yeah, they make it hot and it is immediately a leftover.
So I just thought that was fascinating. Yeah. Mainly the lack of information. I don't know why you call it.
Yeah, you just, and then someone's on the other line, they're just crying. And what you're on the other line as I'm just like is it just silence? Or are you?
Do
are
I
you
cry
assisting?
Back? And you're like, I get it.
You do.
Your feelings are valid.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I got someone on the other line. Oh,
okay.
Hi. Welcome to 9099 Cry. Yeah, I get it. No,
mom,
totally.
I'm 14, but my mom said it's okay.
I know. Okay, hold on. I gotta go back to the first caller.
No.
Oh. And his name was Monty.
Oh, you're back? You're back?
Monty's a weird name, and he likes golfing. That's all it is. You just have to switch back between callers.
Mm-hmm. Just, it's like 911. Ma'am, I need you to calm down. Tell me what's going on. I'm supposed to cry.
No, you misinterpreted the commercial. I manage the crying. I make you better.
Yeah, we're practicing the cry. Yeah. This is not believable. That weren't great actors. I love how the first 5 seconds is a woman on the phone just going, and then it goes, cry hotline. And you're like, whoa, what am I watching?
Oh. Oh, okay.
Come.
The first 5 seconds were different.
That was like
to hook them somehow.
Yeah, it was a master course in hooking it before we even.
That was a Mr. Beast commercial. I was into it.
Have you called 911 anytime recently?
You know, I've called it once during COVID because I saw like a transformer blow and someone's backyard was on fire. And so I called 911 and they didn't answer.
Like, everyone working, a name and number.
Everyone's working from
home
now.
A lot of criers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember much else. I was just like,
yeah, they're the walk of the dog or something. What's 911's obsession with knowing my name? I'm like, 911, this is urgent. I have this. I have to tell you this. Like, hold on, sir. What's your name and number?
Who am I speaking with?
Who am I speaking to?
A guy who's about to die. Yeah. All right? Get somebody down here.
My
name's going to be John Doe if you don't get down here. They're not going to be able to identify
Mr.
me.
Mr. Doe. How about that? Just get someone here.
Yeah, they're big on that.
Yeah, we saw. Oh, the last time we called is because we were driving down the highway and saw like a, from a distance, it was looked like a family of like three just walking down the interstate, like with a stroller.
Ooh.
And I was just like, you could tell there was like maybe an exit a mile away. We're like, I don't know, maybe tell them like, hey, we think we see people just walking on the side of the highway. Maybe they're stranded or something. They're like, whoa, what's your name and number? I'm like, well, you need to kind of act quickly or they're going to make it to.
And are you from around here? Like, did they look like local? Like, were they yellow jackets? You go to high school with them? You're like, dude, just. No, they're abandoned family.
Yeah. Okay. This will lead us into our next segment here. New toy alert. Self-checkouts. Why does it have to be in the baggage area?
Literally yesterday, Rachel's brother brought this up yesterday to me.
I mean, they're like, put in the baggage, and then it takes a while. So I start plus like skip bagging, and then I'm set in places like unknown item in the area. It's like this tube of beef. I'm like holding, it's like, you know, trying to get cell service or something. Like trying to, I don't know how the technology works. Like, all right, you're good now. And then it says like assistance needed. The woman comes over. She's like, what do you need? And I look at her and I just go, can you help me? I don't know. I've been struggling for 10 minutes with it. And then it was like a bottle of wine. She's like, I need your ID. And I was like, okay, show it to her. And then she's like, wait, you haven't scanned it yet? I'm like, no, it said I need your help to do something else. She's like, well, you got to scan it. And then she's clicking it again. Three times this lady had to help me.
The surveyors of the self-checkout jurisdiction love kind of flexing on you because the only difference in you and their job is that they have a vest on. They have a vest on and they have a code they can punch in and they will wield that power as much as they can. Because I love that Walmart 10 years ago was like, whoa, we were just thinking it's actually really easy to check out of a grocery store.
Make them do it.
And so then we as consumers are like, wait, this is easy. Why would I ever let anyone else do it except for like the occasional fruit, the occasional weird item in the baggage area and the alcohol. Mm-hmm. And then they strut over. So smug. You know, the big steps, too. You know, they come over and they're like, need a code? Yeah, I figured.
Yeah. My wife made me buy these, and I don't know what they're called. Like, sir, that's asparagus. Like, okay. Well, how was I supposed to know that?
Okay. Well, the picture was in black and white, so it all looked like a vegetable.
Like, I tried to scan lemon, and it wouldn't work. So, like, enter it, and it's like small or large lemons. Like, whoa.
It reverses it on you. It's like, you're a millennial.
Yeah. And Katie's like, that's large. I'm like, you just know lemon sizes that well?
Just like those baby apps, instead of the size of lemon, it's like 5 weeks of gestation or like second trimester. How big was the eggplant?
It's tough because sometimes you're checking out, it's embarrassing. Like we overheard yesterday, we were checking out self and having a struggle, but someone was checking out with a customer, with an employee, and we heard the cashier go, meat and potatoes type of week. just like comment. You can't comment on a person's groceries. Yeah. You're like, skipping the veggies this week. Nice. I see. Yeah, you're not allowed to comment.
I was at a golf course yesterday and for one, still doing strong in the no added sugar. but also allergic to red meat, tick bite, tough to eat at a golf course. So all I have is a banana and a water at the turn. And the guy is like, oh, eating big, huh? And I was like, okay, yeah.
Oh, dude. Being around certain guys, I think every dude's maybe gone, you're trying to diet or make efforts. You go to like a dinner with a few guys and you go, I'm going to do salad. And they all go, and you're like, let me do it. I'm trying.
That specific instance? No, I've never ordered a salad, but I could see it's impossible. Coming.
I remember, or more of a professional, like a work lunch or something. And these dudes, they all order burger. I'm like, I don't want to, it's like 11:30. I don't want a big burger, but I just eat one.
Yeah, no, I have to order salmon at steakhouses now. And so that's my salad. That's like, oh, okay. No steak at the steakhouse. Why do we even come? It's like, because I'm a people pleaser. I didn't bring it up till now. Mm-hmm. That's why we came.
Self-checkout has saved me a lot. Because I don't know how many times you ever gone to the checkout with Pepto, Sprite, and toilet paper.
Handcuffs. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, toilet paper.
Yeah. It can be shameful sometimes.
There's a few things in life that I pridefully am competitive about. And I'm competitive against strangers, and they don't even know it. So there's a few instances. So one is self-checkout. Where, like, I will try to get to a self-checkout at the same time as someone. Like, I even have more items. I bet I can beat them. And, like, they don't even know we're competing. And I'm like, yes. Like, I feel good about afterwards. Sure. So I do that. Second one is men's public bathroom. A lot of guys, ladies, you probably don't know. Men don't really want to wash their hands after you pee. Because in your head, you're like, I didn't really even do anything. You know. But there's this social construct of, like, everyone's looking at me. And you're like, oh, okay. You know, I feel like most guys just kind of put water under their hands. They don't wash them.
Ooh, I went to the bathroom and I did like a soap was. By the way, it's hilarious how we're back to where public places are not that concerned with keeping up with the soap. I mean, during COVID, tell me, did you ever occur a soap dispenser that was empty?
Yeah,
because that'd be a crime. And now they're back to like, nah. I've had two in the last week where like they're out of soap. So I did one at the airport and I was just gonna give up and like, guess not wash my hands. And then a guy goes, "There's some soap in this one." I go,
well,
and I did a split second where I was just gonna be like, "I'm good." And
I wasn't wanting soap. Sorry. I thought that was more water in that container. Yeah. So I actually didn't.
I thought it was popcorn butter. So then he kind of forced my hand. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Ooh, good.
And yeah, little did he know in my mind, I was like, yes, they're out. I don't have to do it. I touched the part that everyone touches. Now I can go.
Yeah, that is kind of the thought. But so I will, like, if me and a homie get to the sink at the same time, I'm like, oh, I'm washing longer than him. I'm going to be so clean. I'm going to show him.
Just going and going. I don't know what you're going to say when you're competing in bathrooms.
Yeah. I will try to pee longer. That's with my friends, though.
What I do, and this has caused me a little bit of problems, but you're the next guy in a urinal, and I'll just start backing up. Like, how far can you go, dude?
I start posting up on the wall, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get 6 feet behind it. I'm still making it.
I have not done that with a friend, but I have done that in the privacy of other places. I've been like, man, the stream feels strong today. I mean, do I have a fire hose down here? Jeez, you know? And then I'm like, how far can I go?
In elementary school, we had the, surely these are near on their last leg. We had the trough urinal.
Yeah.
So all these, you know, 7-year-old boys just line up and then it was always like, who can pee the highest on the wall?
The highest.
And that's how I got doused in another man's, another young boy's urine.
That's too bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the, you ever see how long you can pee, like with your friends or yourself, just self-timer?
Dude, sometimes long pees, I get so bored.
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm like, when will it end?
Yeah, you're trying to like squeeze it. Like, can we get a little higher PSI towards the end?
We get a view. The flow here needs to get going.
Yeah. Like sometimes someone's like, hey, can we stop? I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, ooh, I really have to go too. And he's like, no, I've been like holding it for a while. I'm like, all right, race then. Like, you know, like see who can pee the longest. Cause I think I can beat you. Mm. I love doing that.
Cool. We'll do that later. you ever held it so, so long that you feel like you might've risked your life?
Yes. St. Louis Arch when I was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was in
in the arch.
Yeah. I was in physical pain because of how bad I had to pee. I thought my kidneys were going to burst.
I had it once where it was like, we can see the gas station and I have a bottle ready because I'm like, I don't think I can hold it for 30 more seconds. Oh, it's kind of that sick, people talk about the shivers. It's like, you know, you finish a marathon or something and that release, you're like, wow, I did it. What a horrible 5 hours. It's like you start to release. You're like, this is euphoria.
Yeah.
Maybe it was worth it. Maybe.
Any kind of that release, like you've been feeling like nauseous and sick for a couple hours. You're like, today could be a puke day. You know, like I think I'm sick enough to do it. And then about 30 minutes.
Today's a puke day.
I don't know. That's how I think about it in my head. Like, you know, this happens about once every 6 months. Today could be puke day. You know, you start feeling bad. And then like another hour goes by. You're like, it's not getting better. And then I think about 30 minutes to launch is like when it's the worst. Where you're like, you can't sit right. You're like, you know, you just want to get it over with. But
start salivating.
When it starts happening, oh, you feel amazing afterwards.
Mm.
Not during. During is absolutely brutal. But afterwards, that's the only time I've ever thought about running a marathon is immediately after vomiting.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good release.
It is. Another thing that, had me particularly... there's airline. I'm talking about it too much because we fly so much. So I was flying to meet some buddies at the lake in Arkansas. So I had a connecting flight. Immediately they're like, connecting flight, you're gonna miss it. So then I go, hold on a second. I find a direct flight from the closer airport to Chicago on a different airline. So I'm gonna make that one. But then because they're like, you're gonna miss it, they just automatically kick me off the flight. There was like no option to keep me. I'm online. They're like, choose a new flight. I'm trying desperately to be like,
just keep
it. Keep it. Keep it. And they've kicked. So then I'm chatting and I was like, I'm going to be in Chicago. I'm getting there. We're talking another time about how you owe me money for screwing this up. But it's like a 2-night trip and I'm going to miss half the trip. Like, I got to get there.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's booked. I'm like, I was doing all caps chat. Apps, get me on the flight to full type keyboard Karen. Like, I booked that flight, you removed me, and now it's booked.
Yeah,
two people I talked with online, this is booked. I love when the airlines are like, but great news, you're on the 5:30 a.m. tomorrow, free of charge. Thanks so much. But then I went to the actual airport and talked to a physical person, and they just clicked a few buttons and got me. Once I got to Chicago, I was still nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I had my ticket, I was like, aisle one comfort plus. Like, who would I talk to online? When the customer service is so unhelpful and so screws you over, it is a feeling of helplessness that is hard to duplicate.
It's interesting too when they say it's booked. That seems like a pass fail thing. Not like, I mean, it looks booked. Talk to a gate agent. You know, it's like, is there a spot or not?
Clearly there was a spot. I was so confused. Oh my goodness.
I didn't tell you this, but I almost missed the flight to Ohio. And it's not really a trigger necessarily.
Wait, weren't we on the same flight?
Yes. We got there at the same time and I almost missed it. Because, and so I think some of this is like my fault.
My pee was so long.
I was racing against a man I met in the terminal.
And then I washed my hands for 20 minutes. This guy was just, we were in a gridlock.
And then I couldn't eat sugar. I'm looking around for a banana. And that took a while. No, gridlock. That's a good word. But so I've always thought it was something like Southwest, you need to check in, right? The speed at which you check in is where you get to sit, essentially.
Yep.
Like, why do other airlines make you check in? Like, what am I even doing when I check in? So I always kind of forget about it. And it's usually when I get to the airport, I'm like, oh, I need to get my boarding pass. This time we got to the airport like 45 minutes before our flight, Kansas City, no problem. We're going to get through, quick security line. But I go to get my boarding pass and it says, cannot be completed. Go see a kiosk. So I'm like, okay. And I go to the kiosk and it says, you missed the check-in window to get your boarding pass. You can't check in with 45 minutes left before your flight. Go see a gate agent. So I go see them and they're like, ooh, yeah. So we can't give you a boarding pass. We're going to have to book you on the next one. And I was like, whoa, just like that? Like, just like that? It just gone?
That makes my blood boil.
Because I was like, well, I mean, I'm here and like the line is short. Like, I know I can make the flight. They're like, well, you didn't check in. I was like, dang, that's a major punishment.
It's like, and that seat will just be empty. They're like, yeah. And you're going to put me on a new one? Yeah.
So technically, I think it was my fault. So I guess I can't, but I was shocked at the punishment. And so then they're like, but you don't need a boarding pass to go through security. So go in with your ID and then talk to the gate agent there and she can get you on it. So I'm like, okay, go through. And then I talked to that gate agent. She's like, how'd you get in here with no boarding pass? And I was like, the other person told me to do this. I don't know. And I was like, so is my spot still available? Like, well, what happens when you don't check in? We give that seat up to members on standby. I was like, oh, boy.
So you got to see that guy right there? He's on standby because his dad died. He's going to the funeral. So you got to go look him in the eyes and explain it to him. And just let us know.
Yeah. So it was, luckily I came into it very humbly, I think. I went to my final gauge agent. She said, hey, can I help you? And I go, I'm an idiot. Okay, I didn't check in for my flight until I got here. I was too late. And long story short, she ended up telling me, she's like, you know what? Because you were, I forgot how she worded it exactly, but she's like, because you were willing to admit you made a mistake, I'm going to get you on this flight. And I was like, wow, thank you. So I made it, but I was sweating. For
it reminds me when I went to like Taco Bell in high school and I told him he accidentally charged me for two burritos. He goes, free cinnamon twist. Honesty is the best policy.
So I thought he was going to say, thank you.
yeah. And he looked me right in the eyes and didn't say anything. He was high as could be. and he still charged me. Dude, that's like, you know what? Because you admitted you're an idiot, because most of the time I deal with idiots and they don't know it, I like you. So
yeah,
have a free ticket, idiot boy. Okay. So you, by counting, like with minutes to spare, you got on that plane.
It was really close. And
so I guess they tell... So, like, they hadn't really given away standby yet, I guess.
Well, they were kind of in the process of it. I was, like, watching people, like, go by who were like, hey, did I make it on? And they were like, yeah, let's get you a seat. And I was like, well, there's one. And like, oh, there's two. How many standby seats are there? Like, I was watching people take my potential seat. So, okay. Yeah, I didn't really share that with you because I made it. It was fine. It didn't matter.
That's hilarious. I'm just grabbing a I'm grabbing a Starbucks and getting sit tight. Meanwhile,
I'm sweating, like trying to book another flight. There's only one other flight to get me to Cleveland in time for the show. And I was like, if I don't make this one now, I have to get to Terminal B before that flight takes off.
I just would have loved to get that text as I'm sitting on the plane. Like, hey man, I missed the flight. I'm like, did we come here together?
I was dreading that. What'd you do? Yeah. I didn't want to have to explain all that via text.
Just imagining the text you would have sent me.
Hey, man.
I know this is confusing. I did not make the flight, although we walked into this airport together.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I got to get pre-check. You're like, I don't think the line was that long. I think you can make it through. So now, I mean, just lesson learned. Check into your flights, even if it feels like this doesn't matter. Check in before you get there.
Check in. Which reminds me, I need to go through and complain to American. Always, by the way, if you ever get any delays, complain to their customer service chat. They might give you $50. You can really push for more.
Good.
I mean, no, don't be a jerk about it. But seriously, like one time I was kept on a plane that had landed for 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
On the tarmac, which is horrible. And I complained. They gave me $200.
They gave me free cinnamon twist.
I was like, hey, this sucked a lot. Yeah, yeah. Cinnamon twist.
They said, we don't have any vouchers for American, but what about Arby's?
Also triggered when they don't do, sometimes I was on a 2 hour flight, no drink service.
Oh, really?
On a nice ice water or something. Why didn't they do that? The guy just sat there.
My flight from St. Louis to Kansas City, which driving is 4 hours, flying, we were only in the air like 40 minutes. They gave us drinks and pretzels on the St. Louis to Kansas City flight.
Great for they get after it. Like, hey, short flight, we're going to get you something. I kept looking around. After my whole debacle, I was like, at least I deserve like a Diet Coke.
They did come over the intercom like, we are going to do drink service today, but you're going to have to gulp it down quick. We are only in the air 40 minutes, okay?
Yeah, chug.
And it was quick. All right, I have mine. Would you like to play with your toy, please? Surprise, it's old white men on a golf course. I swear I don't seek this out. I don't know how it keeps happening. Yesterday, we play an entire round. It's so fun. I actually called this course ahead of time, and I was like, hey, we're going to have five people. Do you guys allow five sims? And they go, you know what? That sounds great. I hope you guys have a good time. As long as you keep place, we don't mind. I'm like, this course is awesome. This is great. We have a great time. I get done. Great round. I'm driving the cart back to, like, you know, drop it off. And there's three old white men, like, on a Marshalls, all in their, like, you know, yellow, like, collared tees.
The vest thing.
Yeah, they're sitting in the golf cart just kind of chilling there. And the first guy goes, or I think I addressed them, and I was like, hey, thank you guys. We had a great time today. I hope you guys have a good rest of your Labor Day. And then the first guy goes, you forgetting something? And I was like, no, I got wallet, phone.
What
I
think a rude sentence.
No, hold on. I go, no, I think I got everything. Thank you. And he goes, I'm talking about the trash. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sorry, I'll grab it. And then the other guy was like, you're just going to leave your trash in there? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I'm getting it. And then a third guy pipes in and he goes, I mean, did you think it was a bad idea to leave trash in there? And I was like,
just lined up like Russian nesting dolls of mean men.
Like, I mean, I feel like I started off very...
What's that? You want to throw it in the ocean?
I was very polite to start.
You see Pride of Gypsies?
And then I was apologetic.
Well, isn't it kind of common to leave a bit of trash in the cart? And I thought you were kind of allowed to do that.
I didn't even bring that up. I mean, every golf course I've ever been, you're done with the cart. They're going to rinse it out, clean out
and
anyway.
And they're like, yeah, I feel like... Not that it's maybe encouraged. Maybe I should take it. But like a couple things, I feel like, yeah, they'll throw away like a ball packaging and a water bottle.
Almost every time you pull up to someone, they're like, hey, I got the rest. Hope you had a good day. Like, yeah. They're very like kind. Like, they'll take care of the car.
So then what?
And so then, I mean, I was like kind of scarred. I was just like, I can't believe how like quickly rude that conversation turned. I mean, what did you think it was a bad idea to leave trash in there? And I was like, I mean, maybe what did he say? Do you think it was a good idea to leave trash? So just triggered by, we almost had a good day of golf with no old white men. Nothing happened on the course. Just in the golf cart return.
I went,
I don't know why I elicit these responses.
I play it. It's. I don't know. Maybe they can tell we're not true golf boys. I went in at the turn when I played this weekend. It was like kind of a nicer place. It had like a full kind of restaurant and bar. So we pop in. We're like, do y'all? We just want a few beers for like the take with us. And this woman was being pretty short and not helpful. She's like, you know, we're like, what do you have? She's kind of like, she's like annoyed just to tell us what it is. And I go, and then my buddy's like, we want a couple club specials. You ever had a club special? It's great at any club. It's a nice lemonade-y, refreshing beverage.
Oh, cool.
Adult. And I was like, two club specials. So I'm ordering for me and a buddy. And she's like, you can't take them to go. It's only here, which was annoying. But I was like, I mean, maybe we'll, that's fine. They're not that big. We're going to be here for a few minutes. Like, that's fine. Whatever. We want them. She's like, and you have to drink them here. I go, yeah. She's like, are they both for you? And I go, no. I'm like, what do I look like? She's like, she just told me I have to drink him in 2 minutes. I'm like, give me two of them. No. And I go, no. She's like, who are they for? And now I'm starting to get annoyed. I'm
like, what are you, 911? You need to know the names?
And then she goes, where is he? And I go,
oh my God.
The bathroom. What? Do I look like some 19-year-old delinquent? I'm a grown man trying to have a single cold beverage on the golf course.
Where is he?
And she finally like, okay. And then I watch her pour. I mean, she just makes a vodka water. Mm. Vodka, water, lime. And it tastes disgusting. I'm like, what? In what world is this a club spot? So I drank a few sips and left it and just chalked it up as, yeah, another rude person at a golf course. Oh, man.
It's an interesting culture. It is weird. That's so funny. Well, where is he?
I couldn't believe what I was being accused of. I'm like, I'm just lying to her. I was like, I'm dying to pound a couple of these drinks.
Well, what she insinuated, it wasn't that she accused you of being an alcoholic. I think what she really accused you of is not having friends.
Yeah. Where is he? I don't see him.
Look at you. You have a friend in the bathroom? I doubt it.
They're hardly talking to you. These guys don't like you.
I remember one time I got accused, like, we were at, I've talked about it before. I went on this summer long road trip in a limousine. We briefly went into Vancouver. So we had to come back into America. We thought this would be the easy part. We're American citizens. We have passports. Now the limo, I think, did draw some eyes. They pulled us over. They searched the whole thing. Obviously didn't find anything. While we're waiting, they're like, you need to go inside, talk to Border Patrol. I'm like, okay, we have nothing to hide. No problem. And Ty, one of my friends, had diarrhea. Talk about sweet release. I think he was doing just fine in there. So he was in the bathroom for a long time. He was actually glad we got pulled over by Border Patrol. He's like, thank God, a bathroom.
The poo police.
So me and Kyle are talking to the Border Patrol agent. She's like, all right, can I see some ID? Kyle's from Oklahoma. She's looking at his ID. I'm from Missouri. She's looking at mine. She's like, she takes off her glasses and she looks at us. Dead serious. She goes, you're telling me a guy from Oklahoma and a guy from Missouri just driving around together. Dead serious. I didn't know how to react. I was like,
do you know that they like touch each other?
They're
like,
literally bordering states. I mean, they're at same times. I don't know what else you want.
She like, fully thought they were 9 hours apart.
I don't know what she
by
thought.
By plane.
It caught us so off guard. I think I like actually kind of like scoffed out loud. I just thought it was a joke. And I was like, oh gosh, you know, and it's hard to tell someone why you're friends. Yeah, you know, it's like,
is this not possible?
Yeah. We had to explain. She's like, okay. And there's a third one. Where is he? Like, he's in a worse
it's
place.
It's going to blow your mind, but he's from Texas. so let us know if that works.
Yeah, so it was it was so funny having to tell Ty. Yeah, we got questioned. Oh, what about the states we were from? It's really gave her some trouble.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, how long are we going, Derek?
Hour 28.
Hour 28.
It's pretty good.
Solid.
yeah, subscribe, follow the Instagram, send us stuff. Appreciate y'all. And thanks for all the love.
And let us know how much you enjoyed it without Katie. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. Yeah. No, Katie will be back.
Just dog on her, man. Your honest thoughts. Katie's unite. All right. Appreciate y'all. Peace. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything you say is the correct
opinion. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.